Hi, everybody. I'm Lynn Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. A young Fairfield man died Friday afternoon when the pickup truck he was driving collided with a semi at the intersection of the Mount Airy Blacktop 161 and Enterprise Road. The victim has been identified as 31-year-old Brian P. Cotton of Fairfield. According to Illinois State Police, the driver of a 2014 Freightliner semi towing a trailer was traveling northbound on Enterprise Road when he failed to stop at the intersection with the Mount Airy Blacktop. The semi driver has been identified as Stephen S.F. Van Arkel, 29, of Holt, Missouri. Now, Brian Cotton, driving a 2015 Dodge Ram pickup truck, was westbound on the Mount Airy Blacktop and struck the trailer of the semi as it crossed the intersection. Cotton was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in Cotton's truck, 32-year-old Emery Stutzman Jr. of Sisney, received critical injuries and was airlifted from the scene to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Mr. Cotton's passenger, Emery Stutzman Jr., is a member of the Wayne County Amish community. Now, the semi driver, Stephen Van Arkel, and two passengers, his wife, 29-year-old Jessica N. Van Arkel of Holt, Missouri, and the couple's 10-year-old son, were not injured. Illinois State Police cited Van Arkel for disobeying a stop sign following the 1:17 p.m. crash. An Illinois State Police accident reconstruction officer has been asked to aid in that investigation. And former Fairfield City Alderman Steve Robinson died Friday night when the motorcycle he was riding collided with a vehicle on Illinois Route 15 near Boylston. According to Illinois State Police, 42-year-old Reginald D. Washington of Alton, Illinois, was driving westbound on Route 15 in a 1999 Chevy Tahoe when he pulled out to pass another vehicle. While attempting to pass, Washington's Tahoe collided head-on with Mr. Robinson's eastbound 2012 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Steve Robinson was pronounced dead at the scene by the Wayne County Coroner, Jimmy Taylor. Washington was airlifted from the scene to a regional trauma center. A passenger in Washington's vehicle, 35-year-old Sharmika L. Fulton of East St. Louis, refused medical treatment at the scene. Now, charges in this case are pending as the accident remains under investigation by the Illinois State Police Accident Reconstruction Department, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and the Wayne County Coroner, Jimmy Taylor. That crash happened about 10:16 Friday evening. A complete obituary for Brian P. Cotton and Alderman Steve Robinson will air a bit later in this newscast. More news after this.
In a time of personal loss, emotions run high, and exceptional kindness is called for.
We went through a lot. Their compassion made all the difference.
Three qualities matter in a difficult time: sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Officials with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the IDNR, is reminding Illinois residents to leave baby birds and other wild animals alone. During the breeding season, well-meaning people may believe they're helping out by taking possession of young wildlife, such as young rabbits, fawn, baby birds, and other animals that may appear to have been abandoned. In nearly all the cases, the birds and other animals are still being fed and cared for by their parents, which likely stay away from their nests or dens if people are around. Illinois Wildlife Code provides legal protection for wildlife. It is against the law to keep wild animals as pets or to raise wild animals believed to have been abandoned. Additionally, agency responses to incidents involving wildlife can be very expensive to taxpayers. Just as one example, in response to community concerns about a young wild deer up in McLean County this spring, IDNR and USDA Wildlife Services personnel and other costs total nearly $7,000 to investigate the matter and to capture and relocate a deer to a licensed wildlife rehabilitator. So if you come across one of these animals that appear to be abandoned or orphaned, just leave them alone. Starting today and ending on May the 18th, the Fairfield Water Department will be flushing hydrants throughout the city. It's done each spring and fall to test the hydrants and keep your water supply clean and pure. The city of Fairfield is also required by the Illinois EPA to inform you of possible lead content in your water supply due to the hydrant flushing process. Now, while they're flushing the water lines, you could notice that your water is temporarily discolored. While flushing occurs, you may also experience a dip in water pressure, and it might affect the lead, if present, in the plumbing inside and outside your home. If your water is discolored, it doesn't mean it's unsafe to drink. It just means there's a temporary increase in the concentration of iron in the water. And while they are flushing the lines, they urge you to check for discoloration in your water before you do any laundry or similar activities. They also encourage you to flush your line in the kitchen tap for 1 to 5 minutes, which is recommended by the U.S. EPA. Now, the hydrant flushing schedule, it starts today. City workers will be flushing all the hydrants in Ward 1, that's all the hydrants east of 1st Street, tomorrow, Tuesday. They'll be the second ward, every hydrant north of Elm Street between 1st and 7th. But again, this whole process will wrap up on the 18th. More news after this.
Ray's Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere as well as many other types of replacement parts. They stock belts, bearings, filters, and more. They also have the experience to find the part that you need to get those mowers running and ready for the mowing season. Ray's Not New Shop now has a selection of bookshelves, tables, beds, and even a desk. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. They even have a boring machine to go under driveways and sidewalks. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential and for townships. They also have good compost dirt that is great for leveling your yard or building up your garden. They will deliver it, or you can haul it as the weather allows. Call now to get a quote for your yard mowing or bush hogging. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only 10% down when ordered and payment in full when installed. And these buildings are engineered, certified to meet state codes. Ray's Rental now has a two-bedroom house for rent. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602.
The Fairfield Public Golf Course Men's League starts today with a 5:30 p.m. shotgun start. Two-man teams will be playing nine-hole matches and accumulate points each Monday evening, leading up to the playoffs and a finale scramble and awards dinner on the 13th of August. Ashley Bunning and Chris Medler are the 2017 defending champs. League dues are $20 per year and do not include green or cart fees. A 2018 USGA handicap index is required, which costs $20. Season pass holders receive a reduced handicap fee of $15. The sign-up sheets located at the outside the golf course there by the pro shop, and dues and fees must be paid prior to the tee-off at 5:30 this evening. Fairfield Public Library will begin its summer reading program. Reading Takes You Everywhere starts this Saturday, the 19th, and runs through Friday, July the 6th. First grade through eighth graders may register May 19th through June 2nd. The summer reading program will wrap up on July the 6th. First grade through the third grade will receive a prize after every 25 easy books read. Fourth through the eighth grade will receive a prize after every 6 juvenile fiction and nonfiction grade-level chapter books are read. Prizes will be awarded to the top 10 readers. All books must be checked out from the public library. On Friday, July the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., a skating party will be held at Skateland Roller Sport in Fairfield with free admission and skate rental provided by Skateland Roller Sport. You're invited to join the library for Reading Takes You Everywhere at the library this summer. The parking lot at Frontier Community College's Bobcat Den is undergoing a 2-week concrete project starting today. Limited parking will be available during this time, so visitors are encouraged to use the south end of Elastec's parking lot. The Bobcat Den is located at 130 Market Street, just north of the Briarwood Inn. It houses the college bookstore, a fitness center, and Frontier Perks coffee shop. Crude oil prices fell a bit on Friday. Local refineries dropped their offering 50 cents per barrel. Today they're paying $63.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 31-year-old Fairfield resident Brian Philip Cotton died at 2 p.m. Friday. He was a racehorse driver and worked at E&S Metals. Brian is survived by his wife, Brooke Cotton, a son, Braxton Cotton, parents, Philip and Sherry Cotton, all of Fairfield, a brother, Michael, and wife, Mary Cotton of Oakdale, Illinois, in-laws, Roger and Linda Tucker of Fairfield, sisters-in-law, Brianne and husband, Dave Medler of Fairfield, and Ashley and husband, Eli DeVoy of Mill Shoals, a brother-in-law, Nick, and wife, Ashley Tucker of Jeff, grandparents-in-law Junior and Ruth Wilson of Johnsonville, several nieces, nephews, family, friends, and members of the Amish community also survive. Funeral services for Brian Philip Cotton will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be Wednesday evening, 5 until 8 at the funeral home in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to a college fund for Braxton and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 61-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen Ray Robinson died at 10:35 p.m. Friday as a result of a traffic accident in Wayne County. He'd been an electrician and worked at Airtex Products in Fairfield for 42 years, also had served as a Fairfield City Alderman. He was attending Frontier Community College, was a 26-year member of Abate of Illinois, and was a member of the Interstate 57 Roadhouse Hog Chapter. Survivors include a sister, Judy Smith, and husband, Dennis, of McLeansboro, a nephew, Jeremy Smith, and wife, Elizabeth, of Macedonia, a niece, Laura Fox, of McLeansboro, a great-nephew, Robert Smith, great-nieces, Samantha Smith, and Miranda Dennis, and several cousins. Services for Stephen Ray Robinson will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial at Union Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 50-year-old former Fairfield resident Edward Allen Clark of Granite City, Illinois, died at 2:30 Tuesday morning, May 1st, at St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis. He'd worked as an Illinois prison guard and was co-owner of the Main Street Gym in downtown Fairfield. Survivors include an uncle, Emory Clark of Mount Vernon, and several cousins. Graveside services for Ed Clark will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Robert Bob Mercer died at 3:35 Saturday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He'd worked for the U.S. Postal Service in Fairfield for 30 years. After retirement, he earned his certified nurse aide and emergency medical technician's license and worked at Fairfield Memorial Hospital and the Wayne County Ambulance Service for many years. He was a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, where he served as a mechanic for 32 years. Survivors include two sons, John Mercer of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Brian Mercer of Las Vegas, a daughter, Mary Renee Corbett Mercer of Norris City, a granddaughter, Sonia Mercer, and a sister, Eleanor Pratt of Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Bob Mercer will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors at the graveside. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Tuesday evening at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Marjorie Eileen Bolin died Saturday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She retired in 2004 as a cook at Wayfair Nursing Home in Fairfield after 22 years. She was a member of the Brown Cumberland Presbyterian Church at Mount Airy. Survivors include five nieces, Angie and husband Dave Meadows, Robin Bolin, Debbie Bolin, Billy Joe Bolin, and Margie and husband Mel Cundiff, two nephews, John and wife Sharon Bolin and Mike, and wife Tammy Bolin, and several great-nieces and great-nephews. Services for Marjorie Eileen Bolin will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8 at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be made to the Brown Church. 85-year-old Carmi resident Gary Kent Cooper died last Thursday at his home. He was a member of the Methodist Church and was a Korean War veteran, having served in the U.S. Navy aboard the USS Destroyer Twining. He was well known in White County area through several business ventures, including Cooper's Texaco Service Station located in East Carmi, and Cooper & Sons Hardware Store in downtown Carmi. Survivors include a son, Stacy Cooper of Albion, a daughter, Gina, and husband, Mike Miller of Carmi, sister-in-law, Robin, and husband, Walker Cooper of Stonefort, grandchildren, Casey Cooper, Michelle Miller, and Holly Joe Miller, six great-grandchildren, and his ex-wife, Jane Cooper Wright. In keeping with Gary's wishes, his remains were cremated. Visitation and military rites will be this evening at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be from 5 till 7 this evening, with military rites conducted at 7 p.m. The Cook Chapel of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 44-year-old Fairfield native Amy D. Coker of Alney died last Tuesday at Carl Hospital in Alney. She'd worked at Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport. Services for Amy D. Coker will be 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Alney with burial at Mount Pleasant Cemetery. Visitation will be tonight, 4 until 7, at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Alney. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society. Jack A. Baker, 71, of Sullivan, Missouri, formerly of Fairfield, died May 1st at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis. He was a public water treatment specialist and a veteran of the U.S. Navy. Funeral services for Jack A. Baker will be 7 p.m. tonight at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation, 5 p.m. till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. And per Jack's wishes, his body will be cremated after the service. Then a graveside memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 19th at Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors conducted by the Anthony Wayne American Legion Post 176 and the VFW Post 4535. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare. Caring through a lifetime.
Time for a Monday look at sports. SIJHSAA state track and field meets were held over the weekend. In boys class L, Eli Carter of Fairfield, fourth in the discus. In boys class S, Taj McKinney of Wayne City, third in the 800 meter. Camden Robbins of Jeff finished 16th in the 200, 12th in the 400, and 11th in the long jump. Noah Barker of Jeff was 14th in the 100 meter hurdles. Jeff was 14th, Sisney 15th in the 4x400 relay. Dylan Best of Jasper, 15th in the long jump. Aaron McCullough of Jeff, 9th in the shot put. Connor Dagg of Sisney, 10th. And Jarek Kewen of New Hope, 11th in the discus. In 7th grade, Cade Todd of New Hope was 14th in the 100-meter dash. Jasper, 14th. And New Hope, 15th in the 4x200 relay. Cody Conover of Wayne City, 4th. And Dylan Best of Jasper, 16th in the 8th grade 100-meter dash. Jeff was 11th. And Jasper, 15th in the 8th grade 4x200 relay. Major League Baseball action from yesterday. Padres over the Cardinals, 5-3. And the White Sox beat the Cubs, 5-3. On the schedule today, Class 1A and 2A baseball regionals get underway at NCOE, and 1A Grayville is at Galatia. 1A Woodlawn Regional, Wayne City hosts Weber. In the Hamilton County 2A Regional, Hamilton County hosts Mount Carmel. And at Johnston City, El Dorado is at Vienna. Winner gets top seed FCHS on Wednesday. High school softball at the Galatia 1A Regional, Grayville is at Galatia. At Red Hill, Wayne City is at Odin. At Hudsonville, Sisney at home against Hudsonville. In the Benton 2A Regional, Carmi-White County is at Mount Carmel. Winner plays top seed FCHS. In Major League action, Cubs take on Atlanta. Cardinals and White Sox have the day off. That's a Monday check of sports. Have a great day. The forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 92. Partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Scattered showers, 88 tomorrow. For Wednesday evening, showers with a high 82. Morning showers on Thursday, high 80. And the outlook for Friday, scattered showers with a high 85.